With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're talking Braves with you. It's game four coming up a little bit later on today. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to get back into our Falcon conversation. Dan Quinn, his presser at 3:15, so stay tuned for that as the Falcons try to figure out a way to right the ship, guys, after some tough losses and then yesterday's beatdown against the Steelers. It is Tampa Bay Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. Let's say good afternoon to Paul Byrd. Of course, guys, you get a chance to watch him on Fox Sports Southeast. He was part of the postgame festivities last night, and I got to ask you, before we get into the game and the nuances of what happened last night and what may happen today, how crazy was that for you and being at the Battery last night after that game?
That was absolute madness. And, I mean, I got to tell you, it's midnight and the Shet, you know, it's shaking. People are going nuts. The Chop, we got a DJ 30 feet away. I could barely hear the questions from Chip Carey. I loved every single minute of it.
Yeah, it was bananas as the fireworks are going off. I was part of that melee, Paul, leaving the Battery. Nobody wanted to leave. It was just such a great energy.
No.
What did you think, though? Because I was a little freaked out by some of the moves. Would you have kept Newcomb in? Either way, it all worked out for Snit. But what do you think of the pitching moves?
Yeah, the reason it looked bad is because Gausman came in and struggled. And that's why it looked so bad. Now, a lot of us said, what is he doing? It's too soon. It's too soon. Let him work through this. We let him work through this, and he given up three or four runs. I think everybody would have saying, God, Nuke was wild. He couldn't even throw strikes to the bottom part of the order. Why didn't we go get him? So I don't think he could have won. In my opinion, yes, he got him too soon. I thought he should have let him go a little longer. But as you say, it all worked out in the end. And, you know, this is the Braves. Why not have a little drama? You know? Why stop what's been working all year long? So it was a crazy game. I got to say this. I think the fans won that game.
Mm.
I do, because I walked into the stadium and I was watching some of it. I had post-game and I'm going around. And when they broke out the Chop and Walker Buehler could not throw strikes to Newcomb, that was the game.
Right.
That was the game right there, because Walker Buehler has been their best pitcher over the last 2 months. He's been nails, phenomenal control. And when that crowd started doing the Chop, it was deafening. And he was missing his spots by 2 or 3 feet.
Right.
You cannot tell me that nerves, pressure, loudness, and being in that environment did not change that game. And then credit Mr. Acuna for doing what he did. I'm so glad the umpire called that 3-0 a strike now.
Right.
It is Paul Byrd, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, Fox Sports Southeast. We'll have the post-game coverage following all Braves playoff games, and follow them at Fox Sports Braves for extensive coverage throughout each game, guys, and the postseason. Paul, what do you expect from Folty today? We talked about it a little bit. You know, he gave up the 2 home runs, lasted 2 innings. I think he's a little flustered in that last outing. What do you think happens today?
I think he will make an adjustment. Mm-hmm. I think it will be better for him to, having gone through the first experience jitters, to where he'll make an adjustment. I'll look for him to throw his slider, which has been tops in the MLB, along with Chris Sale, at getting people out this year. Like, people just don't hit it. Like, hitting barely over 1 against it. And I look for him to use that more. I think he tried to finish some guys off with high fastballs, save the slider for later. Today, I think he understands, hey, I got to give our team 1 inning, and then 2, mm-hmm. and then 3, instead of saying, hey, I'm going to save something for the 7th. He needs to go for the jugular every inning. And if he's got to double up on, triple up on sliders, then that's what he's got to do. And it's going to be really exciting to see if he's able to calm his emotions down in SunTrust Park, right, and hit his spots.
It is Paul Bird Guy. Played for the Braves, played in the Bigs for many years. Now you see him on TV on Fox Sports Southeast. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The I guess Julio Teheran would be the go-to guy. That's what Snitker was saying. Do you trust Julio now? Because after like up and down season, he was better at the end of the year.
So, I mean this with respect to Julio. Sometimes he's lights out and phenomenal, and sometimes it's a disaster, right?
Right.
So it depends which guy we're going to get. What's encouraging for me is Julio's got some extra rest.
Right.
And sometimes as a starter at the end of the year, you need that little jolt, that little pick-me-up. You got that good, fresh arm. And I'm not just talking about velo on fastball. I'm talking about crispness on the slider when you open the door and you see the dot on the backside of the ball. I'm talking about all the other stuff when the arm's fresher. The off-speed stuff can be even better. So that whole gives me a little bit of hope with Julio. And let's face it, Julio does not have good numbers against the Dodgers, but if he can come in this situation at home, amped up with a fresh arm, there could be a difference.
Camargo has not played well, at least from the plate. 0 for 12, 4 strikeouts in these first three games. But ironically, against the guy that's on the hill today, and that's Hill, he is 3 for 6 and 2 doubles. And he's, you know, obviously back in the lineup. And my point, you know, Paul, is we're going to need, obviously you're hoping Acuna and Freddie continue to do what they're doing, but you're going to need some of these other guys to step up and either get on or produce, right?
Yeah, you do. Dodgers pitching has been phenomenal. And I really mean that because it's my job as a pitcher to study and analyze every single pitch to the minute detail. So I count mistakes. They haven't made very many mistakes. Now, it's the playoffs. I know numbers are important over the long haul. But anytime you have a five-game series, anything can happen. Anybody can be the hero at any one point. So if the Dodgers make a few mistakes, I look for Camargo to come alive. And these Braves have taken turns all year long on different players being the hero. I remember when Freddie Freeman couldn't hit for 2 weeks and he was feeling the weight of the world on his shoulders, and then he turned it around. So all these guys, I think, will help out in some way. I mean, no guarantees, but it wouldn't surprise me if Camargo went 3 for 3 tonight is what I'm trying to say,
right.
And he was the hero. So it'll be a blast to watch, guys.
It is Paul Bird with us, guys, and it's Acuna, Albies, Freeman, Markakis, Camargo, Flowers in there, then Ender and Culberson, of course, faulty on the bump. Did you like the way Tyler Flowers called the game against the Dodgers and won? Because I thought 0-2, like, for instance, Jock Peterson, why not a slider? Because he's a fastball hitter. Or am I nitpicking?
No, you're right. I mean, that's what I was kind of getting at earlier, is we wanted to see Folty's slider, his put-away pitch, earlier in that game. When he gave the fastball 0-2, fastball 1-2, it was supposed to be higher. So a little bit of that's on Folty as well. Folty was amped up and thinking, I've got 99, I'm going to throw it by him. Once again, he is reminded that these are the best hitters in the world and you got to hit your spot. So if he's going to throw that fastball and doesn't want to throw that slider for whatever reason, then he has to adjust and it has to be letter high. And he just was pitching at the top of the zone. So I would like to see, you know, Flo also make an adjustment. And if you got to stand up, stand up.
Right.
You know, you got to do whatever you got to do to get your pitcher to hit that spot, even if it's for effect. And we'll see how Flo adapts tonight.
Paul Bird joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell talking Braves. It's game 4, Braves and Dodgers. By the way, tickets still available at Braves.com/postseason if you're interested in maybe going to the game today. So just putting the word out there, Braves.com/postseason. All right, as we talk about, you know, these two pitching staffs, the bullpen as a whole, what did you think? We talked about Vizcaíno with the save, but now moving forward, how do you maneuver this bullpen?
It's all hands on deck. And you know what? That was supposed to be our weak spot. For the most part, they've pitched like men. Yes, they've walked people. They've done that all year long. But they've made pitches. They've got double plays. They've went at people, even Tookie last night, getting the jam shot, 96 in on the hands. Culberson home to Suzuki for a great play at the plate. They've made their pitches when they've had to. So if Viz can't close it out, it doesn't matter. Ventures, you know what I mean? It's all hands on deck, pushing the right buttons. And then playoffs, it doesn't matter what you did in April. It doesn't matter what you did in June.
Right.
It matters what you're doing right now. So if he puts somebody in that's hot, then you roll with that guy.
Hey, Paul.
You roll with that guy.
Paul, it's Rich Hill on the bump, left-hander. He's got a really unbelievable curveball. I mean, what are you expecting him to be dialed in today?
I do, and he's had our number. But he has not pitched against us in the playoffs with our fans going absolutely nuts like they were last night and as loud as it is. And, again, I say this, Rich Hill's great. Bueller was even better, you know? So it's the playoffs. Every starter is very good, and Braves will have their hands full. But, again, it's the playoffs. We're going to get loud, and this team clicks when they get somebody on, they score a run, and they start feeling it, and they start hugging each other in the dugout, and you see the chemistry come out. And if that happens, I think Rich Hill will find himself in for a dogfight. And Braves could come out on top.
Looking forward to seeing how this thing plays out. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we need the fan base to continue to do what they did last night, not only today, but throughout the course of the playoffs. I think, you know, again, anything can happen. But if we move on, man, it's only going to get more exciting. Paul, enjoy it as always, man. And, again, guys, the post-game coverage followed after all Braves playoff games on Fox Sports Southeast. And follow those guys at Fox Sports Braves. Thanks again, Paul.
I appreciate it. Y'all get loud down there at 92.9.
You got it, boss. Thanks, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.